Kesar blinked twice at Nabeem, who'd interrupted his feeding. He raised up from the dead showgirl on the floor and wiped the blood from his lips with a linen napkin.
"What do you mean the Herr Bader is missing?"
The demon, who was tall and dark-haired, gulped audibly as he noted the fury in Kesar's voice.
"The god Nana went to the cavern and..."
"Ex-god,"
he corrected Nabeem. Nabeem cleared his throat.
"Ex-god, and he took him."
Kesar cursed at the timing. It pissed him off that Sin had found some way into their hole and found one of his favorite toys. Not that it mattered. They could still free the Demi, but owning the moon had made their succession as the dominant life force on the planet a little easier.
"Where's my brother?"
Nabeem grew quiet. Kesar let out a sound of disgust at his younger brother and his libido. He had never learned a sense of timing.
"Tell him to get off whatever female he's found and come here, now."
I can't, my lord."
"Why not?"
Nabeem took a step away from him before he gulped again and then spoke.
"They killed him."
Kesar couldn't breathe as that news registered. It couldn't be.
"What?"
"He died fighting them, my lord. I am so sorry."
Kesar felt his fangs come out as rage filled him. He wanted blood for this. As he walked toward the closet, Nabeem practically bolted in fear. Not that Kesar would ever hurt his second in command. No, Kesar needed someone weak to torture. Opening the closet, he pulled the college student out he'd captured earlier after they left Sin's casino. She was short, with long, mousy brown hair and beady blue eyes that were rimmed with small, round glasses. Her mouth was taped so that she couldn't scream, and her hands and feet were tied. She was dressed in a pair of faded jeans, black boots, and a black Boondock Saints t-shirt that showed off her beefy upper arms. But what he found fascinating, and the main reason he'd captured her, was that she had a small bow and arrow tattoo on her wrist. Before he'd taken her, she told him the bow and arrow was to protect her from nightmares. Strange, really, since it was also the mark of Artemis, and as such, made the student a prime target for them.